With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge in Big Sur is still standing after efforts to tear it down Monday didn't work. Caltrans expects to resume demolition efforts later this week. The bridge was damaged beyond repair during recent storms and has been closed to car and pedestrian traffic for nearly a month. KZU's Krista Almanzon was in Big Sur Monday as the bridge didn't come down.
Just south of Pfeiffer Big Sur State Park, a chain-link fence stretches across Highway 1. In the distance, a crane sits on the edge of the Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge. It wields a 6,000-pound wrecking ball that comes down with a thud onto the still sturdy bridge. Caltrans's Jim Shivers.
These things are built to last, and so it'll be a pretty heavy piece of work to try to knock that down.
He says the work stopped Monday after the wrecking ball couldn't hit the pavement with the desired strength. A solution is in the works. The bridge was damaged by a mudslide during the recent series of winter storms. It cracked three of the four concrete columns that support it.
And so imagine a large mass of mud and rock coming down the slope towards the bridge, putting that pressure on the bridge columns, causing them to move and to crack and eventually compromise the entire structure.
Caltrans has already approved plans for a replacement bridge, but it will take 9 months to a year for that to be complete. In the meantime, residents on the other side currently have limited access to Highway 1 southbound and Nacimiento-Ferguson Road, both which were also damaged by the storms. Helicopters are the other way in and out. I caught up with Stan Russell just before he boarded one. He's with the Big Sur Chamber of Commerce. Businesses on the other side include the Big Sur Bakery, Deachin's, the Henry Miller Library, and other popular destinations.
Kirk is hanging out at Nepenthe and having dinners with his friends, and everybody's trying to be optimistic about the opening. And I spoke with Mike Freed at Post Ranch Inn. They're trying to figure out ways to get their guests in. And I'm sure Ventana is strategizing how they're going to be getting guests in as well.
A hiking trail to get residents around Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge is also under construction. Russell hopes eventually that will be accessible to tourists. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.